Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It's September 3rd of 2012. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's very quiet this morning because it's Labor Day here in Canada, and I believe the United States as well. So people aren't going to work, and I'm going for my walk. Just taking it all in. Well, here particularly in the province of Quebec, today is sort of the last day or the second to last day of our current political landscape. Tomorrow is the election, and well, it's going to be a very interesting and exciting election night, because the three major parties that are vying for control of the province are all almost neck and neck. The Parti Québécois, which is a very nationalistic, very separatist oriented party, have a very slim lead on both the Liberals, which have been in power for the last 8 years, and have been embroiled in all sorts of controversy and corruption scandals with the construction industry. And the other party is the Coalition for, basically it's the Coalition for the Future of Quebec. Also colloquially known as the CAQ, the CAQ. And again, an untried, untested party whose leader, one François Legault, is actually an ex-member of parliament from the PQ side. So we don't really know where his allegiance lie. So really, it could go either way. If the QPQ win, it'll probably be with a minority government, which means they won't have their full mandate, they won't have their full power. And some analysts have predicted that if they do get a minority government, we'll be going back to the polls in a few months for a new election. Great. If, however, they win with a majority, which seems unlikely at this point, but still is a possibility. Well, the PQ has vowed that they will pull in for a referendum on the separation of Quebec from the rest of Canada. And truly, that really scares me, because my Canada includes Quebec. And well, there's this whole thing about language issue too, because you see, the PQ are pushing, there's a law here in Quebec called Law 101, which basically says that French must be predominant everywhere. And right now, any company that's more than 50 individuals, 50 employees, must use French for all internal communication. They're hoping to change that down to 11 employees. So even smaller companies, ma and pa shops, that kind of thing, are going to be forced internally to work in French. Of course, how would anybody ever know, but you'd be amazed how many people tattertale about what's going on in a company. Anyhow, I love the French language. I love the French culture. The Québécois have a certain joie de vivre that I haven't really seen in many other places. However, I do not like having it rammed down my throat. And also, I must admit, as an English-speaking Quebecer and Montrealer, I feel like a second-class citizen. Anyway, that's my rant for today on politics. And I'll let you know what happens tomorrow.